In recent years, Prosecco has become one of the most popular wines available, and available it is, with the LCBO listing over 70 different examples for us to choose from. It originates in the Veneto, that region to the north of Venice. Just as no wine can be called Champagne unless it comes from that particular region of France, no wine can be called Prosecco unless it is made in this region of Italy and meets the production standard set for it. There are more champagnes listed on the LCBO website than Proseccos, but they tend to be far more expensive, the majority selling for $70 and up. With Prosecco, we really have a sparkling wine for the people, with most priced below $20, and few above $30. Within every category of wine, some are better than others, and that applies to Prosecco as well. Many of the best come from the Valdobbiadene region, and may carry the DOCG designation, Denominazione d'Origine Controllata e Garantita. The one example currently available is the Val di Oca Prosecco DOCG, $20.05. This is at the drier end of the Prosecco spectrum with 12 grams of sugar per liter and carries the typical 11% alcohol. One reviewer, a champagne lover, appreciated the full-bodied taste. A good indication of Prosecco's popularity can be found in the number of wineries from other regions, and countries, to establish a presence in the Veneto. In addition to Rufino from Tuscany, Kim Crawford from New Zealand, Josh Sellers and Bread and Butter from California, and Frexinet from Spain are some of the companies that now have Proseccos present in the LCBO. Apparently, Prosecco is very popular with younger drinkers, who in northern Italy often order it by the pitcherful in bars and tavernas. It is a wine to enjoy easily with great refreshing effervescence, and just enough residual sugar to enhance the fruitiness. The principal grape for Prosecco is called Glera, which must make up at least 80% of the wine. Recently rules were changed to allow the red grape Pinot Noir to be included, but for no more than 15%. This paved the way for Prosecco Rosé, a winning addition, considering how popular rosés have become. An easy-going pair of Proseccos are the traditional White Romeo and the Juliet Rosé, a perfect pair for St. Valentine's Day. Each is $14.95, and each has 11.5% alcohol and 15 grams of sugar per liter. Prosecco is made by having the wine undergo a secondary fermentation under pressure in a closed tank. This may take just a few days, or it can be extended considerably. Obviously, the longer this fermentation, the more expensive the wine is likely to be. The producer Mionetta from Treviso has both its Prestige Doc and its Il Prosecco on our shelves. The former comes with a cork, the latter with a metal cap. The Prestige has 11% alcohol and 10 grams of sugar per liter, while Il Prosecco has 10.5% alcohol and 15 grams of sugar per liter. At $17.95 and $15.95 respectively, they provide a good opportunity to compare, with the latter intentionally designed for light, informal, social drinking. On the November 5 release, you will find the Santa Margherita Brut Sparkling Rosé, $19.95. It comes from the same region, but it is not a Prosecco, as it is made up of 50% Chardonnay, 45% Glera, and 5% Malbec. The production method is like Prosecco, though in this case, the wine undergoes a month-long second fermentation followed by 6 months of maturation in pressurized tanks. This in turn would be well worth trying. Think of these wines as the holidays approach. They are well-made, festive, and inexpensive. Enjoy. Speaking of holidays, vintages certainly seems to be ramping it up with the October 22 release. On the October 8 release, about 50% of the wines were in the $20 and under range, with only 6 wines hovering around the $50 mark, and only one well above that. Fast forward 2 weeks and only 20% of the wines were under $20, while 25, about a sixth of the total release, was above $50, and many of them by a long stretch. Christmas is coming. Most of the upper-end wines are available only online or in flagship stores. A few are currently in stock at the Great Northern Road store. Masi Campolongo di Torb Amarone della Valpolicella Classico 2013, $135.95, is a spectacular selection from the Veneto. Gambero Rosso gives it its full 3 glasses, its highest rating. According to a British merchant, it is deep, powerful ruby red in color with a dense texture. The bouquet is strong and very attractive with a slight sweetness that is reminiscent of plum jam and cherries preserved in spirit. Firm but soft and silky tannins on the palate and an attractive acidity to balance the ample body. Long and intense on the finish with hints of baked fruit and a touch of spiciness. Camus, which has both a $56 cab and a Magnum, 1,500 ml, version of their special selection 2017 Cabernet Sauvignon, is $439.95. That is not a typo. As online exclusives, this week, also has its Camus Sassoon Grand Durif 2019, $69.95, in our store. This medium-bodied, balanced Petite Syrah, Durif, offers cola and blueberry with notes of black tea and licorice, with dark chocolate and fig kicking in on the dry finish, according to KensWineGuide.com 92. From Napa you'll find the Faust Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, $59.95. Which Ottawa writer Natalie McLean suggests as fragrant, full-bodied and creamy on the palate with ripe blackberry, cassis, olive, chocolate and spice with a flinty mineral finish. 94. From Spain, the R. López de Heredia Viña Tondonia Reserva 2010, $64.95, receives high accolades everywhere. James Suckling has this to say, "This is as complex and savory as the rest of the Viña Tondonia wines, but also shows a tad more depth, with a hint of black plum and blue fruit on top of the orange rind, iron, tobacco and earthy spices. Expect some cedar and truffle to develop in the future. Juicy, zesty and tight, with dusty tannins and bright berry fruit on the medium to full-bodied palate. Drink or hold." 97. For other suggestions, pick up a catalog at the store, or speak with Jeannie to learn what else is available now. Here are some other suggestions which are still on our shelves from the October 8 release or appearing on October 22. Sparkling Chelene Bordeaux Amethyst Brut Cremant de Bordeaux, $16.95, is made in the traditional method with a second fermentation in bottle. Roger Voss of The Wine Enthusiast explains that it is ripe and fruity with a creamy character, developing in richness and depth of flavor. 90. Machio Extra Dry Rosé Prosecco 2020, $16.95, fragrant cherry blossoms and peach skin notes mix with slivered almond and blood orange sorbet flavors in this fresh rosé with a fine lively mousse. Wine Spectator, 85 Rosé Jean-Luc Colombo Cape Bleu Rosé 2021, $16.95, is number 3 in the Wine Enthusiast's Top 100 Best Buys this year. A blend of 67% Syrah and 33% Mourvèdre sourced from vineyards outside of Marseille. This is a svelte yet juicy wine packed with crisp raspberry, nectarine and apricot flavors. Pale pink and brisk in style. 90. Tessellet Rosé 2021, $16.95 from the Roussillon region in the south of France, is dry with an abundance of red berry and cranberry fruit and savory spice notes. A WineAlign.com writer describes it as classically composed and efficiently executed in a pitch-perfect tone. White Thelema Sauvignon Blanc 2020, $16.95, is an excellent South African white that the Platter Guide explains as citrus with a mineral core to polished, racy, tangy acidity giving it focus and startling length. 92. Feudo Antico Organic Pecorino 2021, $16.95, from Italy's Abruzzo province as vegan-friendly. Vintages references, lip-smacking lemon and lime citrus, succulent melon, and sharply defined pear and apple. Great on its own or with seafood and stir-fried vegetables. Derenberg the Hermit Crab Vignier, Mersanne 2021, $17.95, is an always highly rated product from South Australia. James Suckling writes, "This has attractive apricot Viognier fruit on the nose with some sweet florals. Fleshy feel on the palate with a riot of stone fruit, fresh citrus and green mango flavors." 91. On the regular list and also available at the Cora Road store is the 19 Crimes Martha's Chard, $20, which is also high on the Wine Enthusiast's Top 100 Best Buys. Though the brand is originally from Australia, this is a California Chardonnay in which a deft touch with oak gives this medium to full-bodied wine spicy complexity. It ranges from a toasted baguette aroma to light butter and ginger flavors over golden apple and bosque pear. 91 Red Hilario Core Beers, $14.95, from Frank's Languedoc is a popular repeat selection. TwilightWines.com says it offers deep dark ruby in color with good acidity, a medium plus intense nose, round tannin and a long length on the finish. This wine features black cherry, plum, bramble fruit, black peppercorn, cocoa, arugula, sage and fresh-cut carnations. 94. La Posta Estella Armando Bernarda 2020, $16.95, from Argentina is number 74 on the Best Buy list, though this is the next vintage, 2021. James Suckling tells us that, this is a fresh, clean Bernarda with some berry, mushroom and cola character. Medium body, light tannins and clean fresh finish. Minus 90. Louis Bernard Louis Coates du Rhone Villages 2020, $16.95 is made in a ripe and juicy style, with a good blast of cherry paste and plum puree flavors lined with black licorice and backed by roasted applewood. 90. Winespectator.com. Bernadeschi Governo Aluso Rosso 2018. $18.95. With Governo, a portion of the harvest is held back and allowed to dry partially, and then added later to enliven the wine in process. Further on, fermentation is often stopped intentionally to result in a slightly sweeter wine. This example has a heady 13.4% alcohol and 15 grams of sugar per liter. It is a style to which Luca Maroni appears partial, as he gives it a 97. Conde Valdemar Reserva 2015, $23.95, is a fine red from Spain's Rioja. Composed primarily of Tempranilla, it is enhanced with the addition of a 20% mixture of other grapes, including Graciano and Garnacha. Smooth, textured, scented and appealing, with good freshness for the vintage, red berry fruit and a subtle balsamic twist. Drink date, 2022-2030. Score 93. Timatkin.com. This has much the same degree of alcohol as the previous wine mentioned, but only 2 grams of sugar per liter. Quite a contrast.